Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Sadaqallahul azim. Respected elders, youngsters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem from time to time mentions and orders the believers that, O believers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing sins, by staying away from sins. So if a person commits sins, then he will earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa in essence is a person protecting himself, refraining from committing a sin. And the way of the Quran is such that many a times with this injunction or with this command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring something else which will help a person attain the quality of taqwa. So in this situation, in the ayat that I just recited, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, that O you have believed, fear the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak, and when you speak, then speak in a straight manner. Sadid is a word which encompasses a few meanings. The truth, the correct speech, the truthful speech, the straight speech. So the Mufassirun have mentioned, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala in particular mentions, that all of these meanings can be derived from this word sadid. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, He could have used the word for truth, sidq. If He wanted, He could have used the word for straight, which is mustaqim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word sadid to encompass and to explain, and this is the depth of the Qur'an and the understanding of the Qur'an and the beauty of the divine word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one word can encompass all of these meanings. So, as believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to adopt the quality of taqwa. So maybe adopting the quality of taqwa is quite difficult. To control one's desires, to refrain from sin, to stop oneself from sin is difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then puts an action with the injunction of, or the command of taqwa, of adopting taqwa. He puts an action which is easy for a person. So for a person to control his tongue, for a person to speak straight, for a person to say the truth, for a person to speak clearly, is something which is very, very easy. Which can be very, very easy. And then in Ruhul Bayan, it's mentioned that when we say sadid, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions sadid, He means, or the meaning of this is, this straight speech, is that a person speaks the truth and he doesn't lie. So first thing is that he speaks the truth and he doesn't lie. The second thing that can be derived from this word is that he speaks things which are correct and not incorrect. He is mindful of making sure that he speaks the truth, that he speaks the correct things, and he speaks the right things and not the wrong things. Those things that come out of his mouth are right and they're not wrong. And he speaks softly rather than loudly. That he speaks softly rather than loudly. And he speaks in a sweet fashion rather than in a bitter fashion or a harsh fashion. That he is aware of making somebody or hurting somebody's heart by speaking harshly, by lying, by not being clear. So when a person is in control of the power of speech, when in, as in Urdu they say, ke tol kar bolo, first measure your words and then speak. Be mindful of what you're going to say, what's going to come out of your mouth, and then speak. So when a person has this level of ability of understanding the power of speech, that how powerful speech can be, how powerful words can be, then in that moment, a person will be able to realize the second part of the ayat, of the verse. Okay, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the barakah of the power, or by the control and by the power of the correct speech, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will correct all of the actions of the other parts of the body. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. How powerful is speech? A person speaks correctly, He will be able to adopt the quality of taqwa. But at the same time, he will be able to, or he will, it will lead to his actions becoming correct. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And it will be a means of his sins being forgiven. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this practical application or a practical action that a person can do in order to make sure that he is working towards attaining this taqwa, this barrier that he wants to create, a wiqaya that he wants to create between himself and committing sins. In another place in the Quran, just by way of example, and there are a few examples, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Another way to try and bring the quality of taqwa, which is a challenge and it takes time, and it's a marathon rather than a sprint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh, you have believed, create this barrier between you and committing sin, which is the adopting the quality of taqwa. And one of the ways to do it is, وَلْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. That a person should look that what deeds have I sent forth, yani for the akhirah, what good have I done? And if a person one day sits down in his own space and on his own, and he thinks and ponders that all of the deeds that I have done, good deeds and bad deeds, what have I sent forth? What have I packaged and already sent to the akhirah? Then he will think, I have so much to do. There's so many good deeds I still need to do. There's so much I need to collect and send off to the hereafter. So in this way, a person will be able to develop and attain the quality and the level of taqwa quickly. Because all the time he's looking at, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And this ayat, which we are speaking about in particular, in terms of وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, it's also recited, or it was recited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of nikah, the khutbah of nikah. Practical advice that when you get married, any relationship that you have, and it applies to any relationship, but in particular to a relationship where there is a power dynamic in terms of the husband is in relation to the wife, in charge of the household. So in those moments where you have the power dynamic, how do you control your speech? How do you control your tongue? What do you say? Do you speak harshly? Do you speak softly? Do you lie? Are you clear in your speech? It doesn't mean that a person doesn't need to give the message and always be nice. It's like the story that goes of a famous Khalifa of the previous time. One day he saw a dream. And in the dream he saw that all of the people above him, meaning that those that came before him, his father, his grandfather, Greg, they all die in the dream. And also in the dream, those individuals that came after him, his son, his son's sons and so forth, they also die. So he wakes up in the morning, anxious. What kind of dream is this? What's the interpretation? So he calls for an interpreter of the dream. So the first person that comes, he says, this is a very, very bad dream. Everybody is going to die before you, and you're going to be alone. So this person says, you know, the Khalifa, obviously he's the ruler, he says, go away from here, what are you telling me? Then he calls another interpreter. And he tells him, that interpret my dream, what does it mean? But this person had the sweetness of his tongue. He had the power of speech and he understood. So he gives an interpretation. He says that, oh Khalifa, you are going to have such a long life and such barakah in your life that everybody before you and everybody after you will pass away before you because you will have a lengthy life. So the Khalifa becomes happy. He says, Subhanallah, I'm going to live for so long. Such an amazing, who doesn't want to live? All human beings want to live. They don't want to die. So he says that that's such a good interpretation. He becomes happy. Same interpretation, just given in a different way. So when we have the power of, it's still the truth, he didn't lie. He said that you're going to live for a long time, but he focused on one element of the dream that gave the Khalifa some level of hope and made him happy. So this way of the importance of understanding the Quran. In another place in the Quran, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. You want taqwa? Stay with those that are the truthful ones, the pious people. You will adopt taqwa quickly. This is why it's important to go and spend time with our pious people within our community. Find those pious gems who sometimes are unknown. They may not have a Twitter account, an Instagram account, a Facebook account, followers and all of these things. But they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will feel in their presence that your iman increases just by staying in their presence. So this will help a person adopt the quality of taqwa. Adopt the quality of taqwa. So we have such a beautiful verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a command, but He's also given us the prescription with the command. In His infinite mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the command, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given us the prescription. So whenever we speak, whatever message we want to get across to somebody, let's think before. It may still be possible that over time, as we are practicing and as we grow older and more experienced, then we'll come to realize that we do hurt people. But that shouldn't be our goal and aim, that I want to hurt this person. When I say this, I want him to feel it in his heart. We are believers. Qulu qawlan sadida, speech which is the straight speech, or the correct speech, or the truthful speech, or sweet, not harsh. All of these things, if we keep in our minds, if we are aware of them, then inshallah there'll come a point where, because of this, our actions will become correct as well, by way of the speech that we have. Many a times we're struggling with relationships. Many a times we have someone that we don't get along with. Many a times we have someone that we've hurt because of what we've said to them. But our responsibility is that when we leave this world, we don't have any ill feelings towards anybody in our heart. Our heart is clean. And the only way we can do that is if we communicate. The only way we can do that is if we communicate and understand the power of speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this tongue. Allamahu al-bayan is the one who taught us speech. And we have the ability to use this speech in a positive way or a negative way. We can use it to hurt people, or we can use it to benefit people and make people happy. So if we understand and we practice, then inshallah one day will come where we will have the ability to speak in such a manner that people want to be around us. You know, sometimes we're with somebody, he speaks so harshly that we don't even want to go near them. No, I don't want to go to him. He'll say something to me. And in this, the verse itself has been translated by Maulana Abdul Qadir Dehalvi rahmatullah alayh, who in Urdu, for those that understand Urdu, he says that kaho baat seedhi, kaho baat seedhi ke sunwar de tumko tumare kaam. To translate is quite difficult, but this is the way that he has translated this verse. Ke kaho baat seedhi ke sunwar de tumko tumare kaam. If you speak correctly, your actions will make you better. Your actions will beautify you. Meaning that when you speak well, automatically the actions will follow. The other limbs will follow and come into place. So we have this beautiful blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can use this blessing to adopt and to attain the level of taqwa. And the level, if we use this power of speech correctly, not only will there be a religious benefit. The religious benefit is that the good deeds that we'll send for the hereafter, but also in terms of our worldly life will benefit. If our speech becomes good, our actions will automatically follow, and this will benefit us in the world. It will benefit us. It will make sure that we make the correct decisions. It will make sure that we do the right thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do the correct thing and the right thing all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this blessing of speech. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we are able to do good or bad. We can speak truth or lies. We have a choice. But if we use and we make the correct choice, then not only will it help us to adopt the quality of taqwa, of the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, it will allow us to benefit in the world by way of our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we all become from the muttaqeen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that our speech becomes sweet, correct, truthful, and clear. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Brothers are requested to make the saf, those sat in the corners as well. If you can just come forward, we're expecting today's holidays as well for some schools. So if you can just make sure we come forward. So those in the corner, if you can just come forward and make the saf. Everybody at the front as well, just stand up and make the saf. Jazakallahu khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم Brothers are requested, any spaces, if you see any spaces in front of you, please move forward. JazakAllah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أكمل لنا الدين وأتم علينا النعمة وجعل أمتنا وله الحمد خير أمة وبعث فينا رسولا منا يتلو علينا آياته ويزكينا ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى قال تعالى واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون اتقوا يوما الوقوف فيه طويل والحساب فيه ثقيل أما بعد عباد الله التقوى أن يجعل العبد بينه وبين بين ما يخافه وقاية وتقوى العبد لربه أن يجعل بينه وبين ما يخشاه من غضبه وسخطه وقاية تقيه من ذلك بفعل طاعته واجتناب معاصيه وتقوى الله أن يطاع فلا يعصى ويذكر فلا ينسى وأن يشكر فلا يكفر وهي الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والقناعة بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل فاحرص يا أخي على تقوى الله تعالى لتعيش سعيدا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة التقوى هي خير ضمانة نحفظ بها أولادنا ومستقبل أبنائنا من بعدنا قال تعالى وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم احفظ أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
We are requested quickly to make the sufu fill all the gaps. There's quite a few brothers waiting at the back, so if you can swiftly move forward.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم.